improving in the passing game this week. How much of that is creating opportunities for easy throws on early downs?
I don't think that's going to fix the problem. It's receivers getting open and catching the ball. It's not about what route is being run. It's about making the play. It's called.
You don't think giving Tim some easy throws to build his confidence early in the game might help?
I think he's got all the confidence in the world. He doesn't need to throw a slant or a hitch. He can come out and make the big throw right away. And if he's most comfortable with that and the coaches are most comfortable with that, then that's what we'll do to win the game.
Have you seen any renewed emphasis on that phase of the game this week in practice?
You're talking about like the short game?
Just the passing game in general.
Well, there's the emphasis every week. You know, it's obviously something we've struggled in, and the run games has been our sort of bread and butter. So every week we place big emphasis on improving that, because it's going to come down to making those plays to win the game.
Where is this team, do you think, emotionally and in terms of its mindset going up against the Steeler defense?
I think they're very focused. You know, we know that they're going to be a tough opponent. They like to play physical, and we understand that. And we're just ready for the challenge, and we know we have to take it to them.
Thank you.
Now, it's important to get off to a good start, to maybe hit a couple of passes early to maybe reestablish whatever confidence may be lacking.
I mean, I don't think there's a lack of confidence, but I think it's going to make – you know, things sort of, it'll let everyone get into the groove. You know, you make those plays early, everyone kind of calms down, settles in, and you get ready to finish out the game.
It's almost like defense is kind of daring you guys to throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. They're loading the box. You're getting 8-9 guys in the box playing single safety, and they're saying beat us with the pass, and so that's what we have to do.
Yeah, everybody wonders about the confidence, but the bottom line is you guys know you've done it before, and I'm sure you feel you're capable of doing it again.
Yeah, we know what to expect every week as far as those teams low in the box, and we just have to go out, compete, make the plays, and come out ahead.
What's jumped off the tape this week? You guys are watching film, and these guys, what they do defensively?
They have a lot of good players. Obviously, 43 running around back there. You really don't know where he's going to be as far as their defensive scheme. We know they play a lot of post safety, but you can't really account for where he's going to be, and that's one of the biggest things. And obviously, that their linebackers and defensive ends coming off the edge is huge. You know, they give the secondary, they don't have to cover very long because they know those guys are going to get to the quarterback.
As a receiver going across the middle, do you worry about Harrison?
No, I mean, you don't think about that kind of thing.
Do you listen to the talk to motivate you?